Welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the program sponsored by the Orthodox Union, featured on OU.org, in which we examine an aliyah per podcast of this week's parasha. My name is Yitzhak Shalom, and I'm pleased to be studying with you Parashat Toldot, this week's parasha. And we are now looking at the sixth aliyah, which begins in Pasuk Chaf Chet of Perek Chav Zayin, 27, verse 28. These two psukim are very well known, and beautifully this aliyah begins with the blessing that Yitzchak gives to who apparently he believes is Esav and in reality is Yaakov. And notice that this bracha is a bracha of wealth and power, but there is nothing mentioned here about the spiritual legacy or of the actual legacy of Avraham, which is many children and of getting the land of Eretz Canaan. So God should grant you from the dew of heaven and from the fat of the land, and there was lots of produce. This is something which is obviously very near to Yitzchak's heart, Yitzchak being a farmer, as we saw earlier in the parsha. Verov Dagan v'Tirosh, Dagan and Tirosh are two of the three featured products of Eretz Yisrael, that is grain and grapes or wine. Yavducha amim v'shtachavu l'chal umim. Now this, of course, echoes the nevuah given to Rivka at the beginning of the parasha, when she's told that these children are going to be two le'umim, and they're going to tussle with each other. So nations shall work for you, be enslaved to you. The nations shall bow down to you. Havei gvir le'achecha v'shtachavu l'cha b'nei imecha. This is a little bit difficult because he only has one brother, and to say you will be a master over your brothers and the children of your mother will bow to you, makes it sound like he has lots of brothers. There are two different ways to understand this. One is to interpret achecha and bnei imecha not in the literal narrow sense of siblings, but rather members of your family. As we see, Avraham, for instance, refers to Lot as Anashim Achim Anachnu. And Avraham says about Sarah that really she is my sister, and of course perhaps he means niece. So it could mean that that the bracha is that your other family members will bow to you. The other possibility is something that we see throughout Tanakh, where a bracha which currently exists, or a phrase which currently exists, is co-opted and borrowed but kept in its original term. A great example of that, of course, famously is Tefillat Chana. In any case, Orecha Arur Mvachecha Baruch, which is an inversion, but a positive inversion of the bracha given to Avraham, but again, not the core bracha given to Avraham. Those who curse you will be cursed. Those who bless you will be blessed. Vahi Kasher Kila Yitzchak Verechet Yaakov. And now Yitzchak has finished blessing Yaakov. Vahi Ach Yatzo Yatzah Yaakov Mei Pein Yitzchak Aviv. The minute that Yaakov leaves Yitzchak's presence, Esav Achiv Ba Mitzedo. And you hear the music in the background, dum da dum dum. Esav, his brother, and again, highlighting the tension, Esav, his brother, comes from his hunt, which is legitimately what Yaakov should have been doing to bring this, but instead he brought the goats that were prepared by the mother. He also brought sweet food to his father. He said, let my father get up and eat from the hunting of his son, from that which his son has hunted, so that your soul, yourself, can bless me. Yitzchak Aviv, mi ata? Who are you? Now, that's the same question that he asked of Yaakov. So there's nothing untowards there. And he answered correctly. That's, of course, the same answer that Yitzchak got the first time. Yitzchak was trembling and frightened with a great deep fear. Who indeed is the one who hunted and brought me this food and I ate? Just before you came, I already ate. I blessed him. He'll also be blessed. Now, he'll also be blessed makes it sound as if you say, of course I'm going to bless you, Esau, but he's also going to get a bracha. But then what's the fear? But we understand Gam Baruch Yeh doesn't mean also, it means indeed. Indeed, he will be the one blessed, as we see. When Esav heard the words of his father, important to note that the prefix chaf, which in front of a noun means similar to or as, in front of a verb means when. When Esav heard the words of his father, he gave a a large bitter cry, a terrible bitter cry. Chazal make much of this and say that even those things which happen, which need to happen, but they happen in an unpleasant way, have a payback, and the payback was in Shushan when Mordechai, the descendant of Yaakov, cried out because of what was done to him by Haman, ostensibly the descendant of Esav. So he uses the same word gam, but he uses it in a different way. Yitzchak meant gam as indeed. And he said gam, meaning also. Bless me also. So the answer is, your brother came bimirma, with trickery, and he took your bracha. In other words, now it's not who's the guy who came. We all know who came. We all know who came. It's your brother. And there's something extremely ironic here, because Yitzchak has just given a bracha to Yaakov that his brothers will bow to him. And now, using the same exact word, he says, your brother came bimirma, and he took your bracha. So deceptively he came, and yet now he is going to be the one to whom you bow. Vayomer, and now Esav makes what we call a midrash shem. Hachi karashmo Yaakov. That's indeed why he's called Yaakov. And as I mentioned, at the birth of Yaakov, it has several meanings, and here's the other meaning invoked. Ve'akveni zefamayim. He has ambushed me twice. Et b'chorati lakach, v'nei ata lakach birchati. First he took my b'chora, again ambushing me, taking advantage of me when I was hungry, and now he's taken my bracha again. And by the way, both of the times with food, and both of the times having to do with Esav being out in the field. Vayomar halo atzalta li bracha. And he says, Father, you have indeed promised me a bracha, or you should grant me a bracha. So Yitzchak accedes. Vayan Yitzchak vayomar vayomar leesav hen gvir samtiv lach vat kol achav. I have made him a master over you, and all of his brothers. And again, here brothers is very strange, as I mentioned earlier, but here it's not part of the song, part of the poetry, if you will, part of the bracha. So it must mean something like all of his family members. So in other words, all of his brothers are now his slaves. That means you. For Dagan v'Tirosh smachtiv, and I have given him the Dagan and Tirosh. And again, this word efo, as we had earlier, mi efo hu atzad tzayid, back in pasuk lamed gimel, comes up again. He says, "Ulcha efo ma aseh b'ni? What shall I do for you?" Esav al aviv habracha chati l'cha avid. You only have one bracha. Bracheni gam ani avi. Again, the gam. But now the gam is taken on a different meaning. The first gam was indeed. The second gam was equal. And also here, it's a peripheral bracha. Esav kolo vayev. And he starts weeping. It's the second time that he has raised his voice. The first was the cry, and now the weeping. So he gives him a bracha. What's the bracha? Hine, mishmenei aretz yemo shavecha. You will live on the fat of the land. Umital shemai mial, which is not v'yitein l'cha Elohim, but that's where you're going to live. V'al charbacha tichye, you're going to live by your sword. V'atachicha tavod, you're going to work for your brother. In other words, this is no bracha yet. And now there's even a stronger sting here, which is if you're going to work for your brother and your brother is blessed with this dew of the heaven and the earth out of the land, that's where you'll live too, but you'll live on his plantation, as it were. So indeed, if he rebels in some way, then you will be able to uproot that, take off that yoke off of you, off of your neck. Esav held hatred for Yaakov. But nonetheless, look how powerful Esav's love for his father is. As angry as he is at Yaakov, and as much as Esav is a man with impulse control issues, he has a difficulty in seeing the longer view, as we saw in the scene in the first Aliyah, with selling the Bechora. Nonetheless, he says, I'll wait until father passes away, and then I'll kill Yaakov. He wants to kill Yaakov. Now, this seems to be, perhaps, a momentary reaction, and perhaps he holds on to it for a little while, but the impression given at least to Yaakov and perhaps to Rivka is that this is now a constant a feeling of Esav and a constant plan of Esav's. Vayugav Rivka divrei Esav ben Agadol. And again, just as we heard earlier, Rivka overheard Yitzchak commanding Esav to go to the field. Now Rivka hears somehow the words of Esav. Vayishlach mitkra leYaakov ben Akatan. And again, Benagadol, Benakatan, Rivka here is being torn. Your brother, Esav, again, your brother, Esav, is taking counsel, has decided to kill you. Ata v'nishma mekoli, and that's exactly what she said when this whole thing started, when she told him to take the goats. V'kum brach lecha el avin levan achi charana. Go run to Lavan, my brother. You're running from your brother, run to my brother. There's a symmetry here which is painful and yet somewhat elegant. Stay there for a little while. Until your brother calms down. He'll forget what you did to him. And there's something a little bit devious in this statement of Rivka, who of course is Lavan's sister, says you'll forget what you did to him. Well, it was her idea and she was the one who pushed him. Then I'll send for you, I'll bring you back. Her sense is that both the day Yitzchak dies, Esav, as he said, will then kill Yaakov, and then she'll be barren, as it were. She'll be a grieving mother of both her husband and her son on the same day. And now, how can Rivka tell this to Yitzchak? How can Rivka go to Yitzchak and say, Esav, the son you love, the son that you think so much of, is planning to kill Yaakov? So she has a different perspective. There's a little place of Yitzchak Katzti. Katzti v'chayai, which is Yitzchak turned around. Mimnei benot chet. I have had it with the daughters of chet, who Esav married. And by the way, that we already knew from the previous parak is something that Yitzchak is sensitive to. He also doesn't like Esav's wives. If Yaakov marries one of these girls, then I have no reason to live. This is, I'll put my head in the oven. So now we've got two motivations for Yaakov to leave. One, which is mother's plan, which is to run away and save his life. The other is the official position, which is you can't marry a local girl. So what do we have? Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov vayivarech oto. And interesting, Yitzchak calls Yaakov, and now it's Yaakov. There's no question who it is, and he gives him a blessing. So he's not withholding a blessing from Yaakov. And indeed, he has more blessings. So we have to look back and say, what is the blessing that he gave Yaakov that Esav wanted, and when he gave it to Yaakov, he couldn't take it back, and he couldn't give the same one to Esav or a better one to Esav. So evidently, there was a particular bracha which really meant control over the estate and some sort of role in the inheritance of the family that was given once, and that's given to Yaakov. He can't have two people controlling the same thing. So the consolation, if as it were, for Esav is that if Yaakov messes up, then you'll be in position to take over. So he blesses him and he commands him and tells him, don't take a wife from Benot Canaan, which, by the way, confirms the notion that Yaakov is the spiritual heir of Yitzchak and not Esav, because just as Yitzchak could not marry a local girl, neither can Yaakov. And there will be another parallel. Kum lech padena aram, beta v'tu al avi imecha. Go to your grandfather's house. V'kum v'kach lecha misham isha, and go take a wife from the daughters of Lavan. So in other words, he hears that there are cousins here, his uncle has daughters, and that's who he should marry. Does that mean that there's only the two daughters that we hear about? Are there other daughters? Does he mean just female members of the family? Unclear. He says, God should bless you. And remember, this is Yitzchak saying goodbye. As far as he's concerned, he doesn't know. Might be saying goodbye to Yaakov forever. God should bless you, make you fruitful, multiply, you should become many nations. V'yitain lecha perkat Avraham. This is something we didn't hear in the other two brachot. The bracha of Avraham. Lecha ulazaracha itach, l'rishtacha et eretz migurecha. What's the bracha to you and your seed? To inherit this land that you've traveled in. This land that you visited in, that you haven't been settled in. Hashatan alim li'Avraham. This is the land Hashem gave to Avraham. And the bracha is that you should be the one and your children to inherit it, which means that Esav was never part of that plan in all of the considerations. Okay, we'll stop at this point. As you can see, we have a very short last aliyah, which we will do in a very short podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.